This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Joining us now to talk more about the disarray in Washington and what somebody on Twitter called the coming Cliffmas season are John Carney of CNBC and Lee Gallagher of Fortune. Hi, guys.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, let's start with some audio from President Obama, who just spoke from the White House about this impasse. Let's listen to what he said.
I expect Democrats and Republicans to get back to Washington and have it pass both chambers. And I will immediately sign that legislation into law before January 1st of next year. It's that simple.
Lee, what do you think? Is it that simple?
Well, if it were that simple, I think we'd have a deal already. But, you know, look, he's coming out. He's saying more of the same.
Yeah.
But, you know, applying a little Christmas pressure. You know, everybody go home, have some eggnog, cool off, sing some Christmas carols. And we get back. You know, he's, you know, the implication is he's not going to soften. I mean, this has got to get done. I thought also that was interesting. He said, you know, this is nobody gets 100%, which is, again, something we've been saying. But, you know, this isn't a contest about who looks good. So that was sort of a dig.
John, did you hear anything new in what he said?
No, nothing at all. I think when they do come back from their Christmas breaks, they're going to have exactly the same impasse. And Obama called himself a hopeless optimist, which is a little bit of a contradiction in terms.
Yeah.
But I think he's way too optimistic about the possibility of getting something done before January 1st.
Yeah. Lee, talk about how the markets reacted today to this impasse. What happened?
Not well. I mean, the markets kind of fell apart today, which is interesting because up until very recently, the markets really were assuming a deal would be done. And that was just sort of baked into the numbers. But that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. So I think there's a general panic that's starting to heat up everywhere with consumers, too. And you can see why. I mean, here we are 9 days away.
Yeah. John, what do you expect to happen on the stock market if we don't get a deal?
I think there will be a major sell-off, and actually there's a big potential for this to happen next week because volumes will be very low, and so a little bit of selling pressure can make the market – take the market down very rapidly. A lot of people won't be paying attention until they – you know, they wake up in the morning and they hear, you know, hey, the market just sold off, you know, 2, 3, 4% in one day. That's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. Lee, there are people who are talking on television about, you know, analysts saying if we go off this fiscal cliff, this could put us into recession again. What do you think?
I think there is a possibility of that. I mean, I think if we go off the cliff, it will be very temporary because nobody wants to vacuum out whatever hundreds or trillions of dollars from the economy. We're just too vulnerable, and I think everybody knows that. But, you know, I think there'll be a big impact in the stock market. If you remember what happened when we were downgraded because of the debt ceiling debate last year, it was a really terrible day. And I think that'll happen again because it's just not good.
Yeah. John, you agree?
Wall Street doesn't like to see what looks like dysfunction in government. And investors across America, you know, get wary about earnings when, you know, when the government is talking about raising taxes tremendously as well as cutting spending when the economy is already a little bit weak. It has the potential to push us into a recession. Again, I agree with Lee that we will end up reducing some of the tax hikes, restoring some of the spending, probably enough to keep us from actually entering a recession in 2013.
Yeah. In 10 seconds or less, guys, are your friends talking about this or are we just in the media and, you know, on Capitol Hill and in New York?
I had the first conversation in a bar this week about the fiscal cliff.
Somebody
I knew someone whose job was placed on hold. It was a government job because of the fiscal cliff. So I do think it's starting to seep into consumer consciousness.
Yeah.
I definitely think people are paying attention and they understand that this is coming. I think a lot of people had assumed, I'm just going to ignore it because this is all just, you know, politics as usual and eventually a deal will come out of it. As we're getting closer and closer to January 1st, people are starting to realize, nope, there really isn't a deal. This wasn't just a fake fight. This was a real fight. And these people are very far away from each other in terms of policy. And so it is seeping into people's minds.
John Carney of CNBC, Lee Gallagher of Fortune. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.